Turning back to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Second letter of Peter and verse 10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things ye shall never fall. So then we have Peter here writing his second letter to the brethren, and these brethren, they are those, we're told in verse 1, who have a like precious faith with Peter and the apostles through the righteousness of God and our Saviour Jesus Christ. He's writing to those who knew the Lord, who had experienced God-given faith, who are trusting in him and walking with them. These are those he's writing to, and these are the ones he's addressing when he says to them, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. So in a way, Peter is writing to them and telling them what they already knew. I remember when I was, as a boy, I used to have to travel around with my dad up and down the land where he was preaching here, there and everywhere at times. And sometimes on a Saturday we'd have 2 services, then on a Sunday it'd be at least 2 more services, maybe 3 services if he was somewhere in the afternoon. And I remember thinking as a child, why is he going up and down, travelling here, there and everywhere, telling people what they already know? So many people knew. I knew the stories of the Bible. And then he'd perhaps go through the stories of them and think, he's telling us what we already know. Why? Well, Peter's doing exactly the same thing here. He's quite aware of what he's doing. From verse 12 we're told, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of those things, though ye know them, and be established in the truth. It's good the Lord's people like to be reminded of the things that they may already know. They like to grow in their knowledge of these things. And that's what Peter's doing here. He's encouraging them in the way they know already. And he goes on to say, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up, put in your remembrance. Peter's going to die soon. And he's writing this letter to them so they can keep and refer back to and read to remind themselves of the precious faith that they believed in, the way the Lord Jesus has led them. So the Lord's people like to hear the gospel again and again, to encourage them, to remind them what they've heard, to feed again on the word of the Lord Jesus. We need more than just, as a child I had a head knowledge, but that was it. I had no heart knowledge. My soul was untouched. The Lord needs to work inside me. We need more than just an intellectual understanding. We need the Lord to apply his word to our hearts and souls. We need the Lord to call us unto himself. If we know the order of things in verse 10 as well, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. We're called because we are elected. God calls us the elect. Election means chosen by God, chosen for salvation. But Peter puts it in a different order here, calling and election. Peter had a complete understanding of election. We know he did the doctrine of election because in his first epistle, in his first letter or epistle, he enters into and explains the doctrine of election. Elect according to chapter 1 of 1 Peter, verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Elect according to God's foreknowledge. Lord knows those whom to whom he was going to save. He knows those who he's going to work in the hearts of. But Peter puts calling before election here. And that's from our standpoint, from our viewpoint, from a sinner's viewpoint. Have we been called? Do we know the work of the Lord in our hearts? Give diligence to make calling and election sure. Calling. Has the Lord called us? Even if we're not the Lord's people and we're not walking in his ways, you need the Lord to come and call you unto himself. You need the Lord to come and work in your heart. You need the Lord to open and give you new eyes to see the wonders of his word and the wonders of his salvation and your need of a saviour. You need to be born again. You need to be quickened. But we notice that the elect are called unto obedience. One way to know if we're one of the Lord's chosen, if we're elect, we obey his word. We try to walk in obedience to the Lord. We keep his ordinances. We walk in the way that the Lord has laid out before us. Peter then goes on in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and calls them, you know, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth his praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Chosen generation, you are those who have been set apart by the Lord, those who can be sanctified, and you're called to such a high calling of the Lord. The Lord's chosen people are high priests, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. What tremendous privilege to know the calling of the Lord in our hearts and minds. What great honour it is, and what great calling it is. And he calls them a peculiar people, or a special people. That walk into a special to the Lord, a precious to the Lord, or a special unto him. So we're called to walk and show forth his praises. We've been called out of darkness into his marvellous light. Do we know the work of the Lord in our hearts and souls? Called out the darkness of this world, called out the darkness of our sinful hearts and our sins into his marvellous light. As Paul says, you are not your own, you are bought with a price. Lord Jesus, we don't belong to ourselves. We belong unto the Lord Jesus now. Those who are called. We're walking and following his commands and in his footsteps. We've been bought with that terrible price where the Lord Jesus came to this earth, shed his precious blood, suffered and bled for his people. Then he rose again and conquered death for us. Sent it up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. The marvellous preciousness and privilege we have to be those who belong unto the Lord. And we're bought with that price, that the Lord Jesus was that spotless, sinless Lamb of God, walked this earth sinlessly, saving his people. So Peter understands the doctrine of election, but here in our verse he puts calling before election. The Lord Jesus, in John, when he's speaking, he says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. All those that the Father has given to the Lord Jesus are going to come to him. And if we come to the Lord Jesus, he will not cast us away. He will not cast us away. We can come to him in our sinful, messed up state, asking him to come and speak to us and show us our need of him. Open up our hearts unto him. Ask him to draw our hearts unto him, ask him to show how precious he is unto us. He will not cast us away. Those who come unto the Lord Jesus are not cast away. And those that hear the voice of the Lord Jesus, those who ask him to speak to them, they are so precious and they have that wonderful privilege of eternal security. We like security, don't we? We don't like to be insecure. where the Lord's people have that eternal security for them. Because again, then John, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Eternal security, trusting and resting in our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. So Peter here says, give diligence, make sure, work hard. It's not by our own human effort that we get salvation. It's not by our own effort that we keep our salvation. It's not by our own effort that we walk out in the ways of the Lord. It's the Lord working inside us, helping us, encouraging us, strengthening us. It's not by our own works. But likewise, we're called to exercise what the Lord has given us. To exercise that little seed, perhaps, that's working in our hearts, to seek Him, to give diligence. To give diligence to something is not always easy. It's hard work. But give diligence to make your calling and election sure, something that is fixed. To know that your salvation is fixed, that you do have that eternal security, that you're one of those precious ones that belong to the Lord Jesus, and you're kept secure through life's ups and downs, through all the problems of your own heart, mind and soul. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves. Same sort of thing here. Am I called of God? Do I really know God's work, grace? Is He really working in my heart? Do I have His work in my heart? Whether you're a believer or unbeliever, search your own heart. Give diligence. Peter's addressing believers here. Give diligence to your calling. Has the Lord worked in me? Do I have God-given faith? Am I trusting in Him? How do we approach the Lord? The last words of Psalm 139. A nice prayer to pray. If you don't know what to pray at times and you feel perplexed of mind, and these things are searching, come unto the Lord and pray through some of the scriptures. One of the scriptures to pray through, Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Lord, look inside me and see if I'm real and genuine. I don't want to be a false Christian. Search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me where? In the way everlasting. Lead me in the way of everlasting peace and everlasting security. Lead me into thy everlasting presence to live with thee forever. Make me understand and realize. Search me and make thyself known to me that thou art my Saviour. That thou art my God. You see here that they're called out of we're called into the glory of the Lord. Peter talks about that in verse 3 of our chapter. Called in as a divine power, given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory. That's a wonderful way of looking, coming out of darkness into light. It doesn't seem very strong, does it? But if you say, called us out of pitch black darkness into dazzling bright glory, that's a wonderful privilege of the Lord. The glory of the Lord shining in our hearts. To be and to praise Him forever in His glory. He has called us to glory and virtue. There is a time coming when the Lord's people can live with Him in virtue, in a sinless. Sin no more plaguing their hearts and minds, no more rearing its ugly head. So then, that's our condition. We need to know what it is to be called out of darkness into the Lord's glory. And if the Lord is speaking to you in a still small voice, is drawing you unto you, don't resist, don't fight against him, but obey his voice, obey his call, because we're called to obey the Lord. We can sin so easily, can't we? So often we can sin and stumble our way through life, and our sins sometimes can overwhelm us. We can think of past sins, suddenly the devil brings back to our memory, and they can cast us down and trouble us. Perhaps at the end of the day you might do a quick review of the day, or after circumstances might arise in your life and you think, oh no, I've sinned again, I've messed up, I lost my temper in that situation. Or I spent all day moaning about my situation. But do these things upset you when we sin? Does it upset you when you fall? When you feel a spiritual emptiness and a spiritual thirst that only the Lord Jesus will fulfill? Your heart sometimes feels cold and faint. You have to come to him at the end of the day and ask him for your forgiveness. That is giving diligence to make your calling and election sure. That is a sign you're alive. Yes, sin does trouble us, perplex us, and overwhelm us sometimes. But if it upsets us, if it troubles you, if you feel that emptiness, and only the emptiness the Lord Jesus will fill, you feel unmoved, you can read the Bible at times, and it doesn't have any effect on you, and you feel cold. The very fact that you troubles you, you feel like that, means you're alive in the Lord. But you're one of those brethren who are precious unto him, and you are giving diligence to making your calling and election sure. You're walking out the way. You're upset when you sin against our Lord and Saviour. There's so much to distract us in life, isn't there? Just life circumstances and providences can come along and take our minds off the Lord Jesus. We can perhaps head into some sort of calamity or disaster in life, and our first port of call is to try and sort it all out rather than turning to the Lord. But again, we need to turn to the Lord in prayer and ask him to help us. And Peter, he encourages these people how to give diligence to making their calling and election sure, how to walk it out. And we can see that in our chapter in verses 5 through to 7. He gives them, if you like, the fruits of the Spirit. Gifts that the Lord has given them. We often think, well, we haven't got any gifts. What gifts have I got? Well, the Lord gives his people gifts. He enables them to walk in the pathway and to serve him in their particular life. And he says here in verse 5, and giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, then make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give diligence to these things. Be earnest as you try and walk out your God-given pathway. Add to your faith virtue, that spiritual strength of character. Be strong in the Lord. Grow in the strength of him, grow in your knowledge of him. Temperance, self-control. Try not to lose your temper. Try to self-control yourself. Try to cast things before the Lord before plunging in and sorting things out. And your own strength, temperance, self-control. Ask the Lord to strengthen you in these things. Patience or endurance. Endure the things, this pilgrimage in life. It'll soon be over and we'll be with the Lord forever. And the things that perplex us now, it'll be clear that we're all working for our own good and to the furtherance of God's kingdom. Godliness, love to God, a reverence to Him, brotherly kindness and charity, love amongst the people in the church. Live as those that have been saved. Work out what's already in you, what the Lord has given you, these gifts. God has given us these gifts and He gives us the means as well to diligently work them out in ourselves and in our lives. Again, we're not working for our own salvation, but we're living our lives out as God has called us to. We cannot live our life to God's honour and glory unless we've experienced His calling, unless we've had this wonderful gift from God where He's called us into His wonderful light, that we know that our Lord and Saviour is Jesus Christ, that we're trusting only in Him and only in Him for the forgiveness of our sins. In Philippians, Paul says, "Wherefore work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Same sort of thing. Live and work out your salvation. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For it is God which worketh in you to both to will and to do of His good pleasure. The work of the Lord working in our hearts and souls. Ask the Lord to come and work in you if these things seem strange to you. Ask the Lord to come. Because you know, we're not our own workmanship. It's the workmanship of our Lord and Saviour. We're created in Jesus Christ. We're quickened again. That new birth is the Lord's work. And as we're not our own workmanship, we're created unto good works, which God before hath ordained, we should walk in them. So, in Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we find similar sort of argument as Peter's by Paul. And Paul's talking about foolishness of preaching in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 21. You see that it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Greeks' foolishness. Stumbling block unto the Greeks' foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Unto them that are called, the preaching speaks to them, the reading of God's word speaks to them, God's word penetrates their hard hearts, the calling. And if we notice here, Paul's got it in the same order as Peter in our text. He's got the calling before the election. Because then he goes on to say in verse 26, "For you see your calling, brethren." And then again in verse 27, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise." We see the order again there. The foolishness of preaching, calling those into the wisdom of God, to know the Lord Jesus, to trust and rest in Him. So there again we see Paul, the same as our text here, putting calling before election. From our viewpoint, we're exhorted to make our calling and election sure. We can get hung up, can't we, at times, worrying, am I one of God's elect? Am I chosen of Him? Well, how are you called? Has the Lord called you unto Himself? Do you know something? The drawing power of the Lord in your heart and mind. There's a hymn in Gatsby's by J. Adams, And it says, free election known by calling. We know we're elect because we are called. That's what he's saying there. Free election known by calling. Has the Lord called you? Then you are one of his chosen ones. And if you don't yet know the calling of the Lord, come unto him. Seek him, and he won't cast you away. Free election, known by calling, is a privilege divine. It's a wonderful privilege to be one of the Lord's precious ones, not to belong to yourself, to belong to him. And then it goes on, saints are kept from final falling. Eternal security. The Lord keeps his people. He protects them. And if he's started a good work in you, he won't abandon it. He'll keep you to live with him in all eternity. And all the glory, Lord, be thine. It's all the Lord's glory. It's all the Lord's work. And he's the one that deserves the praise. So, free election, know by calling. Are we those who the Lord called us? Then give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, you shall never fall. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will preserve you. And he goes on to say, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. What a wonderful prospect the Lord's people have set before them, to be eternally secure and in his presence. May the Lord bless these few remarks. Amen.